The peaceful protest of today is in the continuity. We recorded more than 50 people arrested and 15 people wounded. So this shows clearly that the situation is getting worse in this country. Our country has been subjected to a dynastic military coup, and now without the willing of the people of Chad. My headquarters is surrounded by a part of the army. My passport is being withheld by the authorities, which really shows that this country is going, is taking a very bad direction. I officially, 3 days back, I sent a letter to the Secretary General of the United Nations, because this is a coup, and this is like confiscating the power using weapons, which is not acceptable in this country. And we want official protection from the United Nations to make sure that the voice of the people of Chad could be heard in this country.
Officials are saying that the police fired tear gas to disperse the protesters because the protesters defied a ban to demonstrate against the military junta and because of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Why did they defy the ban?
This is very curious. You are talking of authorities? No. Of people who came in power by destroying the constitution of the country. They came in power destroying the status of the African Union. This is a coup d'etat. And those people who came in power, they shouldn't be where they are. And they are now asking the people of Chad to request from them an authorization to work for freedom and for justice and for inclusion and for the respect of laws in this country. So how can you imagine this is possible? It clearly shows that what they have to do is very clear. And this is what people of Chad are requesting, acting in the name of the people of Chad. And this is very important for them to understand.
Does that mean opposition groups, including your party and your supporters, will continue protesting despite the imposed ban by the military junta?
Yes, not only we will continue to organize peaceful protests, but in the coming days, we, the people of Chad, we will put in place an organization which is going to be more inclusive, which is going to represent the voice of the people of Chad. Because people of Chad, they don't want those who come in power using weapons. Instead, we believe in democracy. So this is going to be put in place, and based on that, we will ask officially the United Nations, the partners of Chad, the African Union, to be with the people of Chad and not to recognize this situation of coup d'etat, which is really a dynastic transmission of power. So this is going to be the continuation of our struggle in the name of our people, because our people is marching to give a life to our national anthem, which says, people of Chad, stand up, because your freedom will stem from your courage. This is what we are doing for our people, and we will continue until the justice become the rule in this country.
But the Transitional Military Council says that it will organize free, democratic, and transparent elections within 18 months. Why are the people not happy about this? Why wouldn't you engage them to ensure a smooth process towards the election?
No, because this is a coup d'etat organized by the son of the former president. Is that correct for people? No, this is not correct, number one. Number two, if they want people to believe in them, let's let them start with something. Let's put in a civil president, and then they become number two of that executive power, becoming the vice presidency. They can take care of the vice presidency in charge of the security. If their main concern is about security, then let them take care of the security aspects, and the rest of the people of Chad will organize, you know, the rest of the activities which are necessary for peaceful transition, etc. And if they want to make sure that people can believe in them, let them start with that. And the second thing they have to do is to look at the chart. If you look at this chart, this is a chart for a king. It's not a chart for a president.